Hello and welcome to this episode of the Yellow and Blues podcast. I'm your host Srini Pasadi and I'm joined by my co-host Venkat. Hello Venkat, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks Srini. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. You know, we are now on to the final leg of the IPL. The qualifiers have been identified. But yeah, before we can have a look at, like, you know, sort of the predictions on the qualifiers. But and also look at, like, you know, a couple of games in the last week, which had an impact on who ended up in the qualifiers. Especially we'll have a look at the DC versus Mumbai game. But before we look at the IPL, let's as usual discuss what else is happening in the world of cricket. Well, we'll have a look at the squads that have been announced for the T20I. Some interesting picks and some interesting non-selections. We'll also look at the Test Match squad. Women's T20 Challenge, we talked about it, we touched about this last week. It's back this year. It was, like, last year there was no Women's T20 Challenge in Dubai. You know, the previous few years there was the tournament, and it's back again this year, you know, with the three teams. In summary, the Supernovas versus Trailblazers, I mean, the Supernovas won the game by 49 runs. It looks like, you know, a big thing, but I don't know whether, I mean, looking at the sort of Trailblazers batting, you know, you will not say, like, you know, oh yeah, this just shows the poor quality in women's cricket, etc. It's not. It's actually, like, you know, some of the top players who play for India and, yeah, you know, in the world, actually were playing in the team. It was just one of those games where Pooja Vasrekar, again, an India bowler, came to the fore.
Yeah, and Eccleston as well. I think she picked up over 2 wickets, but the rest all, I think Vasrekar did a 4 for.
Yeah. I think Alana King and Sophie Eccleston picked up a couple of wickets each.
Yeah,
it was an interesting game. Batting wise, you know, again, Harmanpreet Kaur sort of was the top scorer for the Supernovas as captain, and similarly, like,
only by just, I have to say, Harleen Dial also scored 35. I think Deandra Dottin, we all know.
Yeah, you would actually say, like, you know, Harleen Dial and Deandra Dottin with much, much better or significantly higher strike rate,
yeah,
in comparison to Harmanpreet Kaur. Similarly, like, you know, in the Trailblazers innings, Smriti Mandhana, again, there was no major contributions. Jemima Rodriguez, it's good to see her actually playing, you know, back, and you know, after she missed out on the Australian tour and the World Cup, etc. It's good to see her back.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, you know, it kickstarts her career and that takes her to, like, you know, playing more for India. So
hopefully, yeah, I think one thing, this tournament, as we covered last week as well, it's almost like an afterthought, and I seriously hope, you know, there is a bit more attention paid to women's IPL. It's like, you know, Saurav Ganguly and the BCCI kind of saying, okay, you know what, let's twist it in so that we can, you know, tick a box. And I think that's what something, you know, really honestly, from my point of view, doesn't bode well. But, you know, something is better than nothing.
True, I know what you mean. You know, it kind of, like, you know, makes it difficult for the players as well. I mean, if you look at some of the IPL players, so they've been here, like, in a really long tournament.
Yeah.
They get time to, like, you know, fine tune and hone their skills. Whereas in this, just with the three match, you know, even the players that come in, and, like, you know, even the Indian players, not just the foreign players, they just don't have the time to, like, you know, gel with their teammates and have a performance. It becomes so difficult to, like, you know, for them,
yeah, exactly,
to give a complete team performance. So yeah, let's hope, like, you know.
See, I understand, Srini, if it's a test match series, 3 or 4 should be mighty good. But you just get about, really, as a player, you get to play about 4 overs,
yeah,
5 overs. It's just not fair on that. So, you know, I really sincerely hope we are able to capitalize as Indian cricket fans on that side, so on women's cricket as well.
Next game in that is Tomorrow,
Not
yeah.
tomorrow, it's day after, isn't it? I think they had straddled it between the IPL
Between the
and the
qualifiers
men's
stuff. No, I
IPL.
think one of the games was actually. No,
The
there is a
morning
game
and
actually.
evening,
Yeah, there is a game tomorrow morning. So that's what I was thinking. Like, because one of the
fine.
games was on the same day as the qualifiers, which is Supernovas and Velocity is tomorrow morning. And then you've got the Trailblazers versus Velocity on Thursday, and then the final on Saturday, which
My
kind of
bad.
is.
Yes, it is Supernovas versus Velocity, and of course, Gujarat Titans versus Royals tomorrow. So you have a game at 11 a.m. and then 3 p.m. That is UK time, of course.
Yeah.
That's about 4 hours. So three
So
and seven, yes.
interesting to keep an eye out on that. Talking about games tomorrow, so obviously the first of the qualifiers is tomorrow. Gujarat Titans taking on Rajasthan Royals. The top two, it's with I think they were probably not definitely in the top two that I would have picked at the beginning of the IPL. Gujarat Titans and Rajasthan Royals wouldn't have been. I mean, obviously we've discussed this to death. I think we could talk about the one CSK game, but we might kind of touch over this, but obviously let's focus on the four qualifiers.
I think
Gujarat.
Gujarat Titans is the only team somebody had tweeted, and I could be completely wrong. The only team that has got beaten by other teams in this, or is it Rajasthan Royals? But I think
Possibly could be
not
Rajasthan.
Rajasthan.
I mean, Gujarat, they've only lost four games. So they actually properly finished in the top of the table, 20 points. Rajasthan and Lucknow actually finished on the same points, and it was only run rate, marginal run rate difference, that separated them. So Gujarat seemed to be really, really impressive. Hardik Pandya has led them quite impressively.
Yeah, you have to say that, and I think sometimes you down put that down to beginner's luck and all that, but yeah, he has done a fantastic job.
Yeah, I think I don't know about beginner's luck, etc., but I think as an overall team, Gujarat Titans have definitely performed well. Hardik Pandya coming back from his injury, not just as a player, but as a captain, I think has led from front and center and inspired their teams. Even I think Jason Roy pulled out just before the start of the tournament, literally a couple of days before the start of the tournament, and we thought it was going to be difficult to know who they were going to find, but they managed to do that with Shubman Gill, Ridhiman Saha as well.
Yeah, Vridhiman Saha has been a revelation in terms of the way he's batted and he's throughout the series. I think we talk about Dinesh Karthik's this form and how he has come back, and I think Vridhiman Saha would be right up there in terms of the. I think yeah, definitely he's one of the revelations in terms of how he unlocked his T20 batting potential.
Yeah, I mean, Ridhiman Saha, we talked about it. I think it was probably a few days ago. Wasn't quite performing, but it's surprising. In the 9 matches that he's played, he actually scored 312 runs. So he's really been up there. Obviously, from a batting perspective, the biggest finds for them is Hardik Pandya and Shubman Gill. Rashid Khan's actually, you would say, from a bowling perspective, Rashid Khan's probably not done as much as he's. At least in the beginning, it was not. Obviously, he ended up being the top bowler with 18 wickets. But when we, I think, must have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were talking about saying Rashid Khan was doing a lot more with the bat than with the ball. But being the champion bowler that is, so they've got both from a bowling and batting perspective, a quite well-rounded team. From a pace bowling perspective, Mohammad Shami, he again scored. Just gone under the radar and got 18 wickets. So they've got Hardik Pandya has contributed a little bit with the bowling, not a lot, but just a little bit. And so I think they will be the team to beat. So this
definitely
time
around, I think Gujarat Titans, because they are on the winning momentum, but from Gujarat Titans as well and Rajasthan Royals, I think both are the team to beat. I mean, they have that swing in terms of momentum. Other two teams, especially RCB, have patched their way through, almost depending on others' results. But we have seen stranger things happen in T20. It's very, very difficult to predict, in my opinion. It's just one day, 5-6 overs. In fact, 10-12 good deliveries is all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, RCB will just think, like, we've got three finals, they've got to win three games, and they could be the, like, you know, winner. So it's just that's the way RCB have to look. Before we go to, like, you know, we'll have a look at RCB and Lucknow Super Giants in a second. The other team, obviously, Rajasthan Royal, you know, top scored, Josh Butler, the orange cap for this season. That said, I think the first 8, 7, 8, 10 games, you know, Josh Butler really was on the peak. But then I think the last 4 or 5 games, he hasn't quite scored as much. So
I was going to mention that I think of all the teams, Rajasthan Royals, in my opinion, has kind of dipped in terms of their I think Ashwin did it. So, any Chennai fans here and Chennai Super Kings fans, but, you know, Chennai in general, that's our hometown. He was a revelation. So I think they are doing it, but they are kind of doing it almost. It's no discredit to Ashwin as a batter. He's open for Tamil Nadu. Everybody knows that. He's got the technique to do that. But T20 is a different beast altogether. So I'm just going to reiterate the point that RR are getting by in the last few games, which is nothing, it's not to say anything, but you can still have Josh Butler come to one of these games and just blitz everybody out of the attack.
Yeah, I think we touched about, like, you know, Gujarat's batting and bowling, but RCB, obviously, like, you know, both the purple cap and the orange cap, you know, are with RCB. Chahal, like, you know, picking up 26 wickets.
You mean RR?
Yeah, sorry, RR, not RCB. RCB obviously just scraped through, but yeah, no, Rajasthan Royals. So, you know, Chahal and Butler, and from a bowling perspective as well, Prasidh Krishna, he's actually been picked up for India as well. We'll touch on the Indian squad for the T20 that has been announced. But yeah, bowling wise, you know, Chahal, Prasidh Krishna, Trent Bolt, Ravichandran Ashwin. There's a good bowling unit there. Batting voice, again, Butler, Sanjay Samson, they have that particle. And then Ravichandran Ashwin, you talked about, like, you know, he's another one, Shimran Hetmyer, and etc. So they do have the batting depth. But yeah, just you can see the fact that, you know, Butler score over 600 runs. And then the next highest for Rajasthan is 370 plus Sanjay Samson. So you can see the fall in terms of how, even though they have a batting, one man has led it.
That's absolutely correct. I think, you summarize. And Shimran Hetmyer hasn't come to the party yet. I'll have to say that. And he's not unlocked his full potential. So maybe stranger things happen. There's a break of a couple of days. Everybody has had a chance to recoup. So let's see. It pans out tomorrow.
Yeah. So, I think in that game, I'm hedging my bets to say, like, you know, Gujarat likely to win tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Gujarat, obviously, Rajasthan Royals, and we'll have a second chance to play whoever comes in from the Lucknow versus RCB battle. But I think Gujarat will probably be the first team to go into the finals. If that happens, then, I mean, as it is, there is a 75% chance that there could be, like, a new IPL champion crowned this year. But I think Gujarat will be the first one to go to the final. So looking at the other two teams, Lucknow and RCB. Lucknow, again, have been well led by Rahul, and again, he's been rewarded by being made captain of India for the T20 series against South Africa.
Yeah, I think they are looking at that we got to touch upon that as well, isn't it? How the IPL has had an impact. I think Rahul has had a really decent series leading a new team. He's not new to captaincy like Hardik Pandya is. He's led Punjab.
He's led Punjab previously. I think there's an odd game that he's led India as well, like, you know, when in Kohli and Rohit's absence as such. There's probably be one. But talking about, like, you know, there's one game I did want to touch from the last week. The Gujarat Super Kings versus, I think it was, who did they play? Was it SRH? I think it was SRH. No, they played the KKR, Lucknow Super Giants played the KKR. So, Quinton de Kock, 140 not out, and Rahul 68
that
scoring.
That was a brilliant knock. I mean, I think it was the second highest partnership, wasn't it? Yeah, there was that was some hitting. That was definitely some hitting. You know, I think de Kock decimated the KKR's mystery spinners. Sunil Naren and Varun Chakravarty went for.
I think more than the spinners, it was the pace bowlers that he took. Like, you know, Tim Saudi went for almost 14 and a half, and, you know, Andre Russell for 3 overs for 45. Tim Saudi went almost 50 plus in, like, you know, 4 overs. So, yeah. But having said all that, you know, KKR almost made it. They lost just by, like, you know, 2 runs. So,
yeah. And I think Rinku Singh was on record saying Gautam Gambhir walked up to him and said, you did something special, and that made him, you see there was a bit of a sentimental drama around it. Obviously, you know, he was crying that he couldn't finish the game. And I think Gautam Gambhir had a word with him to say that was a good gesture, I would think. Yeah. As a cricketer, so yeah, that game, that's why I remember the game. They were very close. When I saw de Kock and the opening partnership, I said, you know, there's no way, you know, you're going to chase this down, especially after the start that KKR had. But that play,
yeah, at one point, I think they needed something like 60 odd runs in the last. 3 overs, probably, yeah. Something like that. 3 overs, they needed 60 odd runs. And, you know, to get so close, again, shows, like, you know.
50 odd runs in the last 4 overs, I think. More than 50, 60 odd runs.
Yeah, 60 odd runs, I think it was. I think it was 60 odd they needed in the last 3 and a bit overs.
Yeah.
And again, it kind of shows, like, we come back to the point as to why the IPL is such a great tournament, you know, where you don't know, like, you know, how the things that teams will pull out, like, you know, it was almost there. On one hand, you look at that and say 210. You probably say, like, you know, it's actually subpar, especially when you've got all 10 wickets in hand, because there are teams that have scored, like, you know, more than 210 when they've lost wickets. But then when you've got all 10 wickets, you would think, well, they should have probably scored 250.
I remember that game again for Rinku Singh's, not Rinku Singh's, Evan Lewis's catch of Rinku Singh. That was just, I watched it replay so many times. It's like, yeah, that for me, kind of, especially given that situation for him to charge about, I think he would have ran about 30, 40 yards, definitely. That's just a great catch.
Yeah. So, overall, kind of, you know, overall looking at it, yeah, they have got a very strong batting, I think, the Lucknow Super Giants, you know, KL Rahul, Quinton de Kock, Deepak Hooda, Krunal Pandya, Ayush Bhadoni, etc. I still feel their bowling's, I wouldn't say weak, but it's not at the same league or same level as the others.
Yeah, exactly. You touched upon a good point. I think Umesh, I mean, from their point of view.
I mean, Avesh Khan, Jason Holder, Ravi
Avesh
Bishnoi.
Khan, Krishnapa Gautam, Ravi Bishnoi. Ravi Bishnoi, for me, has been let down this season. He hasn't been amongst the wickets. You know, but otherwise, you see Jason Holder went for a few. Avesh Khan is the one, but, you know, he was taken on that game against KKR. So, yeah, you're right. They are very weak in bowling, in my opinion, of all the four teams.
Yeah, so the batting is strong for them. Looking at the kind of last team that's qualified, RCB.
They would bat first. They would bat first.
RCB, I mean, more than like, you know, talking about RCB, I think we should probably, before RCB, talk about the team that's not here, who should have been here, Delhi Capitals.
Delhi Capitals, yeah. And one review, I think I read about a lot of things, and we all know we have played cricket enough, Srini, to say that it is not one thing that really did. I mean, we all latched onto that one misfield or one drop catch, right from the club games all the way to World Cups, you know, and then you think that is just that. But yes, in that game, I think you couldn't be more closer. You had two reviews. It just beggars belief. I think he had a brain freeze. Everybody had bad days, and his bad day that day cost Delhi the place, right?
Yeah, I mean,
say that.
There was more to it, like, you know, than that one. But I know everybody's latching on to that, you know, that review or non-review. We've seen this. I mean, this is not the first game. There are other games where, like, you know, remember that game earlier in the IPL where there was two times, you know, I can't remember who the batsman was, that was given out, and then on review, like, you know, it turned out they were both not out, and then the third one, he actually aged and nobody reviewed it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the game. There was an earlier game in the IPL this season. This is kind of similar to it. Like, you know, they obviously, the noise in the ground is difficult to hear, and, like, you know, they just, as Shapan said, like, you know, not everybody was convinced, so they did go. Yeah, you could have taken a chance, you know, you never know. But then the fact that he dropped an absolute sitter as well must have been
in his head. Yeah, exactly. That was what I was going to say. That, I mean, it is, he appealed. I mean, see, I understand if you didn't pick up the noise, but then as a player, you have six more overs or something. Yes, you can put down to one specific incident, but yeah.
But also, like, you know, I know Kohli came out and said, like, he thanked Mumbai and said, okay, Mumbai, I've done us a favor. Now it's for us to go. But I think I would put it down more to, like, you know, Delhi Capitals lost this match than Mumbai won it. There were so many misfieldings. I mean, the fielding was atrocious, to say the least. You know, drop catches, boundaries, misfields, and all of those things. It was really, really a very, very poor performance from Delhi. Delhi basically, like, you know, lost it, I think, than Mumbai winning it. That's how I would look at it. But anyway, they are not there. You know, it was in their own hands. And they're not there. So let's talk about the team that is in the playoffs, RCB.
I think that was some celebration. I think RCB, you got to say, has the best social media engagement by far of any club. Their YouTube channels.
We touched about, like, batting and bowling for the other three teams. I think with RCB, we should touch about, like, you know, yeah, they've got the best. if anything that's best in them, it's the social media for them.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong.
It's good entertainment. You can't say. I mean, they said how you know, players felt and how they were watching that game. They almost live streamed them. It was one of these things that where people watch other people programs, and that was just fantastic.
Yeah. Bowling wise, in fact, they haven't used a lot of bowlers. You know, it's pretty much been Maninga Hosaranga, Harshal Patel, Josh Hazlewood, Siraj, Maxwell. That's all been kind of their bowling that's really been, and Vanindu Hasranga has definitely been the lead bowler for them. Similarly, like, you know, the batting side of it, for all the ducks that Kohli has got in this year, he's still up there, like, you know, scoring 300 runs. So he's their second top most scorer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, and he peaked at the right time. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do in the earlier games. You know, Kohli brings a certain energy. I mean, I'm sure we all felt, even playing at a club level, Srini, that players like that you need in your side. You know, people who egg people on when chips are down. I mean, it's not so much a presence felt in a T20 game where there is usually high energy, but you know, even then, you need that aspect is something Kohli brings, I think, even if he's not batting. But yeah, the intensity in the field as well, although he dropped a fair few catches early on in the season, he's peaking at the right time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think there were some streaky boundaries. It's not the technical best, but where is the chance of technical best in a T20 game?
I think from Kohli's perspective, to be honest, I would say, like, you know, he just needs to think about and focus on sort of the next three games. You know, hopefully there'll be three games for him, you know, and win this, you know, because again, as we talked about, you know, we briefly mentioned a few times around the T20 squad that's been announced for South Africa. Kohli's not in it; he's been rested. Probably touch about it in much detail, you know, in a minute. But I think, like, you know, we throughout the season we talked about whether or not certain players will make it to the, because everything from the IPL, the next set of T20s, the eye is on the big prize, the T20 World Cup in Australia, and who's, you know, going to be in there. At this point, Kohli will not make it for me into the T20 squad. At the beginning of this tournament, I said, like, you know, Dinesh Karthik wouldn't make it and Kohli would. But I think right now I'm completely, like, you know, changing my tune and saying, like, you know, Dinesh Karthik's obviously been selected in the squad. Yep. And Kohli's been rested. And I think there are about 15 games from here and now. And the team needs to be, like, you know, yes, Rohit Sharma will come back, you know, he's the captain, so he'll come back. But Jasprit Bumrah will also, like, you know, be back into the team. But there are other openers that have performed well and who should be, like, you know, given the chance. And there should be a team of 15 that actually goes through. And Kohli is probably not part of that 15-man squad for me at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would still play, again, for the same reasons, in terms of the experience, in terms of the energy, and in terms of experience in Australia, in terms of the pacey wickets. So there is a lot of those aspects that I think, and how his camaraderie is with Rohit Sharma, all those things matter. I think, let's see. I mean, if for me personally, if Kohli goes on, RCB goes on to win the IPL on back of a couple of good knocks from Kohli at Touchwood, I'm not placing the mockers on him, but that should do a lot of confidence boost for him. And for it's good for Indian cricket.
Yeah, I think you can't place any more mockers on him. I mean, he's got so much. It's only, like, you know, the double jinx where, like, you place mockers on him to make sure he bats well. That's the place where he is at the minute overall. So that's the four teams, you know, qualifying. We talked about, as I said, Gujarat Titans are my favorites at the minute, you know, in terms of a wholly rounded team. As a whole team, you know, even though, like, you know, if I purely pick up as, like, you know, batting and bowling, you would say Rajasthan Royals have got, like, the better balance in terms of the batting and the bowling. But it's actually Josh Butler who's probably been the only contribution from Rajasthan batting perspective. So I think, as it stands, Gujarat are my favourites, but it will probably be good to see RCB win. We can always, you know, as a CSK fan, we can always take the credit, like, you know, that it needed a CSK player to come in and become captain to win them. So, that's always, like, you know, credit we can always nick. Anyway, so Moving on, you know, we mentioned this a few times, you know, throughout this podcast now about the squad being announced for the South Africa series, and also we'll then touch on the squad for the fifth test or the one-off test, however you want to call it, against England. Let's first pick the squad. Look at the squad for the South Africa T20 series starting on June 9th. It's a 5-match T20 series, and there's actually been 18 players announced. Some obvious names, some purely like, you know, who made their name in this IPL. I mean, let's just go through the obvious ones first. KL Rahul, Ruthraj Gaikwad, Ishan Kishan, Shreyas Iyer, Rishabh Pant, Venkatesh Iyer, Chahal, Kuldeep Yadav, Akshar Patel. These are all like, you know, names you would say like, you know, yeah, they were obvious picks. You know, they have been there and thereabouts, you know, played for the T20I and stuff like that. Hardik Pandya obviously making a comeback. The big one for me from a batting side is Dinesh Karthik, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
If at the beginning of this IPL, nobody would have said like, you know, Dinesh Karthik, to his credit, he kept saying like, you know, I'm still making runs. I still want to play for India. So I think absolute hats off to him that he staunchly believed in it. He actually delivered this IPL. He made a mountain of runs and forced the selectors to actually pick him.
Yeah, so, absolutely. At this, I have to say, not being ageist, we are on the other side of 40s, 45, but yeah, he's not any younger, but tremendous comeback. I think it's a motivation for anybody who is on the other side of 30s, you know, so hard work pays, determination pays. And he, by his own admission, said, you know, people started to doubt him when he started doing commentary. And I think it is good for him if he had one stint. And I'm sure, because it's a 5-match series, that he gets two or three games.
Yeah, I think the big one to lose out for me in this is Sanju Samson. I mean, there are one wicketkeeper too many here in Ishan Kishan, Rishabh Pant, Dinesh Karthik, and we talked about this. KL Rahul can himself
keep. KL Rahul
so,
can keep. So you have four keepers, essentially.
For a 5-match game. So Sanju Samson missing out. Again, he can take sort inspiration from Dinesh Karthik and think like, you know, yeah, I can still come back, make come back into this team if Dinesh Karthik can. So there is obviously open for him. The two pace bowlers, Ashdeep Singh and Umran Malik. I mean, Umran Malik is a great, great find. And Ashdeep Singh being given the opportunity, hopefully, like, you know, they actually make their debut. And
yeah, talking about Sanju Samson, he can still go on to win the IPL series, you know.
Yeah.
That, I think he would take it than playing a 5-match T20 series for, I know,
yeah,
playing for country and all that, but.
So, the team, you know, for the 5-match game, you know, there's quite a few spinners there, you know, Chahal, Kuldeep Yadav, Akshar Patel, Ravi Bishnoi, Deepak Hooda can bowl as well, you know, but Venkatesh Iyer, again, not missing spin. So, it seems well balanced, you know, it'd be interesting to see the 11, I mean, Hardik Pandya, if he can bowl as well, it'd be interesting to see the actual 11 that takes the game for the first one.
Yep.
So this is what I was talking about, like, you know, in terms of, if you think about it, Ruthraj Gaikwad can open, KL Rahul can open, Ishan Kishan can open. So there are three there. And the ones to come back,
Venkatesh Iyer can open.
Yeah, he can open as well, potentially. And Rohit Sharma comes back. So this, like, you know, just add on to this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 openers, potentially, you can say. Or the 5, you know, that can battle for the top 3 or 4 places. So I can't see where Kohli will fit into this.
Yeah, cool. I mean, in this situation, yes, if you put it factually, there is a lot of subjective calls that also happen in teams and age. And then, like Ishan Kishan, for example, he has a long way to go. You could argue that for Venkatesh Iyer and a lot of other players, in terms of experience and how you can get caught up. Venkatesh Iyer, for example, started really beautifully, and then a couple of games, and once people started to figure him out, and he's not been amongst the runs. Those are aspects of Srini. I mean, I would say, being there, done that, always has. Yes, of course, there are exceptions, and I don't think it's the time for change of guard right now. But let's see how this
Well,
finishes.
I disagree. I'm on the other hand thinking more like, so this is the time, you pick that there's a stretch of about 15 games between now and the World Cup. You kind of pick the team now, a squad, and that squad plays together, with the odd one or two players that come in, like I said, Rohit Sharma, Jasprit Bumrah too. You would think they will just walk into the starting 11, definitely into the squad. And so there's a couple more, that comes. So some of
Yep,
these players
I
who've
also yeah, I tend to agree, going by my this thing stands. Yeah, I do tend and see your perspective, especially that would send out a clear message to Kohli and other senior players saying, nothing is taken for granted.
I mean, I know Bhuvneshwar Kumar has been picked up, but I think Australia, you've got to think about the fact that it's Australia, it's a different
Yeah.
requirement there. People like Ashdeep Singh and Umran Malik, definitely, pace will always be a big thing, in Australia. So they've obviously not picked, like for example, Ravi Ashwin was picked up in that last T20, the couple of ones Sri Lanka and West Indies that they played. Ravindra Jadeja, he's not here, he's missing. He will walk back, is another one. So you look at all of those things, so there is thing. So yeah, it's interesting to see how that goes. The other squad that was announced was the fifth test for England, the one-off test that was left from last back. Chetheshwar Pujara comes back. That's probably the biggest news. Prashant
Yeah.
Krishna getting a pick as well, could potentially make his debut. But Chetheshwar Pujara, by his sheer runs, again, similarly, we talked about Dinesh Karthik, Chetheshwar Pujara, with the
Yeah.
amount of runs that he scored here for Sussex, he just made it impossible not to be picked.
No, I think it makes sense. I mean, you score run in the country you're going to be playing that series, so how that one-off match, and it's a very important match. Against Jimmy Anderson, if he Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad, if they are not back, probably the team selection, in my opinion, would have been different, but now it has more solidity. So 1000% agree, if there is ever that kind of percentage that Pujara now gets a game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have picked them on the back of the poor run and the strike rate that he had, but now it has changed. Some of these shots and highlights that you see, he's now more. He played an uppercut over to boundary of a Pakistan fast bowler. Reminded me of Sehwag, but then that's good.
Yeah, so definitely, Rohit Sharma. I think that one is if I pick my 11, it'll be Rohit Sharma, KL Rahul, Virat Kohli,
Pujara,
Chetheshwar Pujara.
no Rahane.
Definitely. Rahane is not, Rahane is injured, so he's anyway not
Yeah,
being
he's injured. Yeah.
picked. Obviously Rishabh Pant, and that one middle order, number five is where, you've got a competition between Shubman Gill, Shreyas Iyer and Hanuma Vihari to pick that
No,
number five.
Pandya doesn't play this.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
That number five slot will be one of those three, which I think likely to be, I think should be Hanuma Vihari, is a better bat at number five. And then obviously, well, it'll be interesting to see whether Rohit Sharma picks Ashwin, Kohli the last
Table.
series stint. So Jadeja versus Ashwin, and then obviously Lord Thakur, Shami, Bumrah and Siraj, probably the four in terms of pace bowling. Yeah, there'll be an interesting one around whether it'll be Jadeja or Ashwin, or whether in fact both of them get picked up and Hanuma Vihari doesn't actually, so it's
Yeah.
like Rohit, Rahul, Pujara, Kohli, a little bit high for Jadeja, but if he comes in at five, Ashwin six, sorry, Rishabh Pant at six, or swap it over, that might be another way to go, pick both
Yeah.
spinners, because Edgbaston can turn, so it'd be one off. So yeah, looking forward to the series, both of those series ahead. But anyway, the first thing I think first thing first before those two series is looking at the qualifiers starting from tomorrow, some interesting games.
Yeah, definitely. And The good thing, you know, in my opinion, was Dhoni. Somebody asked, is it again the million, billion dollar question to Dhoni? Have you played your last IPL? He said it would be unfair to not play in Chennai. So, yeah, rest assured that.
Yeah, we didn't, we haven't touched much about CSK at all in this one. You know, we do need to, like, maybe on the next podcast episode, look at, like, you know, the overall, maybe we'll do a once the tournament is finished, like, you know, in terms of a review on where CSK went wrong and the plans, kind of, you know, who they could potentially pick in a mini auction next year.
Yeah.
So have a look at this. One tidbit to leave, you know, because both of them, we come back and do the next episode next week. The tournament would have been finished. I asked this question, you know, to you guys this morning on our WhatsApp chat around, you know, who's the only player who has won it with three different IPL teams. Karan Sharma, he's actually this year now playing with RCB. So you never know, like, you know, it could be his fourth team and, you know, Isa Lakapnam there. The Isa Brigade might actually win.
On how, yeah, that's a really good fact. It caught me. I mean, I don't think anybody answered. One person answered in our group. Probably they Googled it.
Anyway, so on that note, let's wrap up this week's podcast. If you like the sound of this, please subscribe to this podcast and follow our website, yellowandblues.com. We are also on Twitter at yellowandblues. Leave your reviews and ratings about the podcast on Spotify or any of the other platforms that you get your podcast from. And we'll come back and have a look at, you know, the review and also do a overall review. So until then, it's goodbye from Venkat and me.